Welcome to day five of Break Free. Today, we are going much deeper into somatic awakening, the practice. We're going to be connecting into the most important and profound principle of the practice, known as the higher self witness consciousness. What I mean by higher self witness consciousness is that it is a part of you that arises from your spirit that has the powerful ability to be fully present in whatever is happening from a neutral, compassionate, and loving place. So it includes what is typically thought of as witness consciousness in the sense of neutral observer, yet it also includes much, much more because it arises from our higher self. So it is also a conduit for divine love, compassion, incredible healing, and much more, which you'll find out even more in the upcoming days. With it, it brings a powerful presence, which has the power that arises when we are fully in the present moment. Like the spiritual teacher Ram Dass said, be here now. It seems easy, but if you've ever practiced it, you'll know. They call it a practice for a reason. The reason why it can be so difficult is because our brain thinks it's in control, and it usually has a lot to say. However, when we can slow down our brain and get into the power of the present moment, that's where a huge amount of healing and a lot of magic, powerful alchemical shifts, and incredible healing occurs. So with that, let's go ahead and begin. Finding a nice, comfortable seated position, closing your eyes, dropping into your breath. And as you do, moving into the first phase of intentionally connecting, opening to the present moment. Maybe you can hear your mental chatter, just allowing it to be what it is. Yet at the same time, when you breathe, as you bring your full awareness to the breath on the inhale, on the exhale, at the very bottom of the exhale, just notice that you have more ability to connect in to this present moment. Now we're going to bring grounding into our awareness to help us even more connect into this presence, into this present moment. So as you're ready, dropping awareness all the way down to the base of the spine, taking a nice deep breath in and out. On that exhale now, just easily, effortlessly dropping your grounding cord down in and through all the different layers of the earth. Feeling yourself dropping all the way down now into core connection. Moving now even deeper into the heart womb space. And feeling, sensing this powerful grounding awareness just landing in your consciousness. A slow, low pulse, vibration, this loving, nurturing fortification as all parts of you begin to slow, to relax. Feeling, sensing, knowing now that you're bringing your grounding awareness back up, your grounding cord, inviting earth energy to rise with you, coming all the way back up, saying hello to the pedestal and base at your earth star chakra, 12 inches below your feet, fortifying your energy body, this powerful grounding energy is now rising up into your body, rising up your feet, calves, thighs, into your torso, and just allowing yourself to relax back here. Inviting in even more presence. As you're ready now, rising your awareness through your torso, up your spine, up the back of the neck, through the head, rising all the way to about 16 inches above your head. Here we connect to the eighth chakra, which is an energy center above your head, where a great portion of your higher self resides. So you're invited to relax back here, just to be with, to make contact with your higher self, however it's showing up. Perhaps you're feeling a vast spaciousness or great wisdom. Maybe immense love or something else. So just notice what's showing up for you right here, knowing that it's an exact alignment with what you most need from this contact in your life now. And as you relax back here in this contact with your higher self, notice that a part of your higher self is making itself known. Your higher self witness consciousness. This part of your higher self that naturally and inherently has the ability to be in powerful presence, vast compassion, immense love to any part of you, no matter how intense it may be. And just notice that the more you relax back and allow this natural presence of your higher self to be here, the more fully it comes online. Feeling this awareness coming online even more. However, if you're having any problems in connecting to it, notice what happens when you let go of trying to figure out how to do this from the mind. and even more fully relax back and allow. This higher self awareness that has this powerful presence inherent in it, just to simply be here. As you come into relationship with whatever level of your higher self witness that is here now, whether it's a little bit, a sliver, so to speak, or you can fully feel it, you're invited now to bring your higher self witness consciousness down now to settle for a moment at the top of your head. In a moment, we're going to fully invite your higher self witness consciousness down into your body. But before we do so, you are invited to connect to the awarenesses of feeling, intuiting, and sensing. So throughout this process, these are the three awarenesses that you are invited to perceive as you make your way through: feeling, sensing, and intuiting. So that at any time your mind gets involved, and it probably will, can just say thank you to your mind and come back to noticing what's happening from a feeling, intuiting, and sensing place. As you drop in to these three awarenesses, feeling, sensing, and intuiting, just notice that you are feeling aligned even more to the powerful presence of your higher self witness consciousness. Notice that your higher self witness consciousness has a much larger bird's eye view of your current life. Just noticing what's here. What part or parts of you or situations are calling out to be noticed. Perhaps it's something that's been waiting for your attention, a way of being, perhaps, a habit, a relationship, or specific conversation that is asking to be noticed, not judged, just seen for what it is. From this accepting, compassionate awareness of the higher self witness consciousness, just simply being with it. And as you relax back into this higher self witness consciousness, just noticing that it automatically gives this powerful support and amazing witness to what's here. And as you're ready even more to make contact, just inviting your higher self witness consciousness now down into your body, and invite your somatic wisdom to magnetize the higher self witness consciousness to the place that most needs your attention right now. Perhaps it is connected to the place that arose yesterday, or maybe it's something entirely different. This is allowing your higher self witness to now move to the place that is most calling out for support. And as you are drawn to this place, wherever it is in your body, or it could even be in your energy field, notice how it's showing up. It may show up as a symbol or something you feel. Maybe there's a big feeling that's there, or a big fence that says keep away. However it's showing up, just allowing the higher self witness consciousness to automatically sense the right and perfect distance from this part, so that this part feels comfortable and safe in relationship with your higher self witness. And as this part realizes that your higher self is here, not in a way of trying to force anything or should or judge, but just in this loving, compassionate way, notice what its authentic response is, without your mind leading, but what its authentic response is. All responses are welcome. Maybe there's something that it wants to communicate to you. If so, notice what that is. Seeing the higher self witness consciousness fully present, continuing this loving, non-judgmental way of showing up to it, so that this part really feels heard, understood, seen. See if there's something that this part of you wants. Maybe it wants a specific kind of energy, love, care, courage, or something else. Maybe it wants to be brought somewhere else in a healing environment. Maybe it's something completely different. Noticing whatever it is, just allowing, feeling, sensing the very need of this part being seen, being understood, and how the divine that flows through the higher self, your higher self witness consciousness, it automatically wants to meet this need, to help this part to heal, to come back home to softness and peace. So allowing this energy, this way of being, whatever is this part is most longing for, allowing that in now. Just noticing. There's nothing that you need to do except merely allow the divine to give this part what it wants. And notice how much this part is ready to receive whatever it is. Again, not forcing it to receive more than it's ready for. Allowing the part to have its own authentic experience. And as this part begins to receive this energy, this way of being, whatever it most longs for, just let it know that you're going to be coming back to it and all the other parts inside that are really wanting this healing love. This process is going to continue on for as long as is needed, until this part and all other parts are healed in the right and perfect way for it, in the highest ease and grace. And just feeling this integration moving perfect timing, knowing that if this part still has more to say, that there will be much more time to do so. And from your higher awareness, just feel the loving kindness of your higher self and higher heart wash over you, knowing that you are loved deeply, always. In all ways. And so it is. So as you are ready, coming back and opening your eyes, taking some nice deep breaths in and out, again affirming that this integration will continue on. And because this is the middle of Break Free, I'm going to end this meditation with a Q&A section with some very common questions that students will very often ask. So here is the first question. Why do you focus so much on grounding, and why is it important? I love this question because it's true. I do focus a lot on grounding. And grounding powerfully aligns us to the stabilizing and nurturing energy of the earth. This really helps us get more into our body so that it's easier to perceive our somatic body and the parts that are there from our feeling, sensing, and intuiting way of being. In essence, it really helps us align to these non-linear ways of being that connects us to the present moment, which is really important in somatic awakening. Grounding also helps us feel at ease and ready to receive the love and compassion from our higher self, especially in the parts like what just happened in this meditation. It also helps us more easily align to and stay within the capacity of our being, which later on, as we go into some of the more future meditations, there can be a lot of energy that comes up from these parts as they start to trust this experience, right? And so we want to make sure that we don't fall into a re-traumatization. So grounding is one of the ways that I utilize to really make sure that we stay within our capacity at all times. Okay, so here's the second question. Can you tell me more about the different parts that live inside of our psyche and somatic body, and how the meditations that we've been doing are connected to the first part of Gestalt Somatic Awakening? So we have many different parts inside of us. And I, as I said at the very beginning in the introduction, I use the terms voices, parts, and programs interchangeable. They're similar. They're all slightly different, but they're all basically these parts inside of us that have had some trauma experience. So I want to talk a little bit about this as an example so it'll make more sense. So an example of this is a woman whose mother was a rageaholic as a girl. So when the woman was a girl, she learned that it was safer not to speak up when her mother would rage. This makes sense because if she would speak up, then her mother would rage on and on. It could even go into physical abuse. So she just learned to be quiet. So this experience created a part inside of her that basically said, in order to stay safe, you need to not speak. And this worked great as in this situation as a child with her mother. However, this way of being continued on into adulthood, which is usually the case until we actually come into some type of healing experience with these parts and programs inside of us. And as an adult, she found that she couldn't speak up to just about anybody. So that was her friends, her partner at work, etc. Because this part of her, the part that said, don't speak up, stifled her voice out of a misplaced belief that if she actually spoke, that it was going to be unsafe for her to do so. Right. So in this work, we are connecting directly with the multiple aspects of these parts and programs. So in our psyche, when we have a part running and it's just chattering away, whatever it's saying, for instance, it's saying, oh, don't speak up. It's unsafe to speak up. What we will do at the beginning is we will engage with that part through Gestalt Somatic Awakening. And because Gestalt Somatic Awakening is an experiential process that happens and the most effectively when working with a somatic awakening practitioner, I discovered that it doesn't really work well in this kind of meditative flow. So therefore, what we did here is that we focused on loving compassion, which is part and parcel with what I call this foundational aspect of our higher self, which we utilize in Gestalt Somatic Awakening, which is called our adult consciousness. So really quickly, in essence, in Gestalt Somatic Awakening, you are getting to know this part, its story, its belief system, even what it does that's misguided, usually from a place of trying to protect you in some way. And then from there, you get to know your adult consciousness that has this incredible stabilizing love and compassion and understanding for this part. That in and of itself creates a huge amount of stability and healing. Then we will take it deeper into the somatic body to help heal and shift and even dissolve the contractions around the trauma, which will fuel the part, right? So in Somatic Awakening, the practice, we're going actually into the relationship between higher self and the contraction in the somatic body to dissolve the contractions that are there. So overall, you're feeling much more free and much more healed. All right. So last question. I thought that I had just a few parts inside of my psyche, but I'm sensing I have many. How many parts are common for us to have inside of us? This is a really good question. And it's a question that many, many, many beginning students have, because very often a student or a patient client will come to me and they'll be having issues with one, two, three, maybe four parts. And they think, oh, well, if I get this part healed, then I'm good. And then as they start going deeper and deeper, they realize, oh, there are a lot of parts here. And it's true. We do have a lot of parts typically inside of us, unless a person lived in a very, very healthy family. So, and in my work, typically I work with people that have many levels of either incredible difficulty as a child or even trauma. So think of it this way. So every time we experienced a deep difficulty or trauma as a child, especially if it was chronic or if it was a very intense acute situation, our psyche created a part, sometimes parts, to help us deal with that situation. Now keep in mind, these parts or programs were created at the level of maturity at the age that the experience happened. So if it happened at 2 years old, your two-year-old created a part and a belief connected to that part that's trying to save you, right? So as we get into our adulthood, sometimes these parts don't make any sense whatsoever to our adult linear mind. Well, the reason why they don't is because our younger self actually created them. So once we have the ability to actually, again, get to know these parts, understand them, understand the fuel that's even beyond just the part that's talking and into our somatic body even more, then the charge, the misbelief, the old perception, the old way of being that tries to keep you safe can all start to settle, shift, dissolve, and you step even more into healing and freedom. So I hope that these questions really helped you have a deeper understanding of what we're doing here. And I look forward to connecting with you again in day 6 of Break Free. See you then. Much love and many blessings.